1988, and we have your Bob Tubols. And when were you born?
March 16th, 1963.
Where were you born?
On western South Dakota, the state of South Dakota. Born during a spring blizzard, but had the whole town snowed in, and I was well, my mother almost, you know, she almost died when she had me. Had to take her out in a snowplow to the hospital, and so that's when I was born. Snowstorm. Springtime.
Okay, why don't you just tell me some experiences you had in your life, and, you know, what it was like growing up and what it's like now, and just, I know you're very interesting and unique, very special person. Just let me just start talking about, you know, your childhood, your friends, your peers, what it was like.
About my childhood, today it's fine. There are parts of my childhood I cannot remember that I've blotted out somehow. I don't know why. I basically had a pretty good, pretty happy childhood. You know, both my parents, taught us good values and morals, to treat people right, and not to be basic asshole to people. So my childhood, I'm the youngest of five, and I don't know where to start. Let's just, we could start with growing up around Christianity, and how that has affected me today, where I'm at today. Spirituality in general. My dad is an Episcopal minister in a church, and he had us, me and my brother, working his altar boys when we were about 10, 11, 12 years old. And I really hated doing it. I didn't like putting on these robes and being up there. And I wanted to be doing something else. Then I don't know what it was I wanted to be doing. It wasn't what my dad was doing. It was some other sort of spiritual direction that I know now I'm walking that in that direction. I don't know where it goes, but you know. But I guess with Christianity, I still have questions about what to believe in. What path to walk. There are many paths. I don't want to sound righteous. But I don't know. This is no true one. But back of my mind, sometimes there's one true one. I guess that's there's one true one for the individual. I don't know. Something I think about daily. What is. As growing up, I grew up around my extended family, which we call the Teoshpaye, and I'm really close to a lot of my relatives. I have many relatives. We share, and, we share everything. That was a lot of my using with a lot of my relatives. So in that, I've seen a lot of them die because of drugs and alcohol, that I wouldn't, I didn't see it then. And it felt wrong. I blame the other things, not what really the problem was. I just looking back, I grew up in two different worlds. One was, I grew up in a small city in South Dakota. We were in a neighborhood where there was, we were probably the only Native American family, and the rest was non-Indian. So, learned how to adjust at an early age, how to handle myself with people. And on weekends, we'd go back to the reservation and, adjust to the way of life on the reservation, which is extremely difficult at times. But it's what I get used to. Going from a good, safe, happy life into poverty on the weekend, it was made me think about people. People shouldn't live in poverty. That's always held that with me, because that's what brought me here. But, volunteer, you're here in D.C. Childhood, something I just can't remember. It's, it was after the head injury, I don't know. Draw blank whenever I think about it. I remember good times, but I don't remember any of the bad times. It's good or what? Ask me some questions, right?
Alright. Why don't you talk about what you can remember? You're using, getting clean, your attitudes, how your attitudes changed towards society. I can remember 2 years ago you were very hateful about society, and today kind of blending in with society. I know, I'm sure in a year or two your views will change again. But all I want to know is a little bit about you, where you're headed today, and the pain from your past, the joy from your past, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you think is important to go along with your picture on your page. Something that might give some other people some hope, maybe, or something that's interesting to read about. Okay? You're doing great. Just what you're talking about now is great. Just let it flow.
I think going back with people at meetings, you hear them talk about the first time they've used compulsively. Thinking back, it's really strange, but I was in the hospital for something like a month when I was in the fifth grade. It's always in pain, and so I'd always want to see, shot up with volume. After a while, I was liking it, and even when I wasn't in pain, I told them I was in pain, so they'd shoot me up and just make me feel good. And I'd stick it back, and I wonder about that. So after that, this wasn't until junior high, where I was always around drugs and alcohol mainly drugs from my older siblings. I knew what it was, and I was kind of scared, what would happen if I freak out or something. So I never tried it until I was maybe 15. And my brother came home, he was out partying, and comes home, and he's feeling pretty good. He calls me over into his room, so I go over. Says, let's get high, and I'd rather get you high than your friend get you high first. Makes sense, that's where I started. So, you know, do what any kid does, you know, be crazy, get in trouble. And, I was building up a lot of defenses. Where I'm from, I think it's from the balances I was trying to keep. One was trying to survive in the society, real society, in white America. And the other one was trying to survive in being a Native American in this society and in the reservation. You have to build up some sort of defense to live. And that defense is just, you know, being not saying much. You know, a man of few words. Being this sort of, trying to put on this sort of being bad, an angry guy, you know. And I don't want to say anything then, because you can turn on it. And that, I mistrust people. I was basically a loner. You know, I had friends, but I was a loner. I was not stick with any group. I tried going to many groups, whether it was people that used drugs, people that drank beer, people that were radical, meaning people that were in the American Indian Movement. I hung with them people a while, and all I felt was more anger, and I had to stop and look at it, and it wasn't like what I was really angry at. I was angry at other things, so I left that group. So, you know, I was really a confused person when I was around about 19. You know, still around that time, so the court ordered me to go to treatment center for mainly alcoholism. I went, went to do that. Came out, I was kind of gung-ho, yeah, I'm not going to drink anymore, yeah. First, when I got back and I started looking for drugs, I didn't drink for a long time. Yeah, I'm alright. But I still felt the same. Felt these old angers coming up. Old feeling. Feeling closed in again. I was stopped talking to my parents. And just going back into myself. So that went on for another few years, and I moved to the reservation, stayed there for 3 years, and I just, I was dying there. Dying real slow, and I knew it. And a few times I thought of, you know, ending it. I owned some guns, they're back home. I thought of using one of these guns. Sitting down in this basement, I was staring down the barrel, and I was stroking the gun, looking at the bullet. I don't know what, I just came to my senses, and this is gonna make a mess, thing, blood all over, and I'll wait. So, you know, put the gun away, and didn't really think about it. What the hell am I doing? You know, it's not working. You know, pretty much held up in this house. You know, I'm not going anywhere. And I want to do things, but I can't. So I don't know what to do, what steps to take. You know, and, you know, this stuff's killing me. You know, so, and what do I do? You know? So I thought about, you know, spiritual walk. My people have this called the Good Red Road. That's where, you know, red is power. So it draws strength from red, color red, inside you walk this road. There's a parallel with other religions. There's a road, there's a walk, there's a way. So I explored that, and balance and imbalance in this, the emotions. You know, I didn't cry for years. I guess part of me left when my grandmother died. She was old. She must have been about 90 when she died back in 82. When she died a lot, I think that's a lot of my childhood left. When she died childhood, went with her. She was a good woman, you know. I think good, I think of my grandmother. She was a old Cheyenne woman. She was very wise. When I think of her, I think of, she kept things real simple. She taught us, don't be using them drugs, or don't even drink, because that's going to do something to you, not going to be right. It's real simple. Don't use the stuff, things will be alright. When I was must have been a little over 2 years ago, when I was I just couldn't take it anymore. I was willing. That's when I was willing. I said, this is it. And I said, okay, now this is it, so what do I do next? And the next step for me was to find a job, be responsible, feel good about myself. Where I'm from, that's pretty hard. I was living on the res at the time. Unemployment's 90%, so it'd be hard finding a job there. So I just had to think about leaving this place. It was hard to leave. It was scary. By then I was dependent on people and places and stuff. What did I do? One day this letter comes in the mail and it's about this program here in D.C. or D.C., volunteer program. I was looking through it and it sounded pretty good. It was caught my eye with the spiritual growth. Yeah, spiritual growth, that's what I need. So, I put in this application, sent it off, and I pretty much forgot about it. The next thing I know, I got this reply. They wanted me for an interview, so I went to the interview, did all that. They said, "Large me," they said, invited me to come out, so I did. Just before I came, I was thinking, well, I know I'll be in this new place, so I don't want to have any drugs, so I should, and I better go get some before I get on the plane. I looked all over the place and I just couldn't find any. I said, what the hell, let's go, I'll find some when I get there. I came here and I just decided that I need to feel, just live today and don't pick up or don't drink or don't use anything. So it's, I was struggling with that for 2 weeks, and I knew there was meetings out here. Someone was telling me there's a lot of meetings, so I knew they were around. I said, no, I could do this. It could be this willpower. So I was doing, I didn't use or drink, but I was miserable as hell. One of my housemates, she was talking about Sharon one night. I was telling her about my problem with the drugs. She told me about her brother. A guy that used to use heroin. He was like, you know, he's a recovering addict. I said, well, I'd like to meet him. I said, okay, well. She gave me his number and I called him up. So I met him at the meeting. told me about this other meeting that was going on Friday night in Georgetown. So I didn't know, I was thinking, well, maybe I'll go. So it took me 2 weeks to just get up enough nerve to go down there. Open Minds, there used to be on Old Street. So I went down there, and it was a many people. It was a good fucking meeting. That's all I remember about it. It was some real sharing. It was real true. And I was like, this is it. You know? So I've been to the other program, and it's okay, but I just couldn't relate to it all, because there was something not there. I didn't have it figured out until I relapsed a few months later. That's when I admitted that yes, I am an addict, you know, power stole everything. And it took me that little relapse, you know, wasn't even a big relapse, it was real small, you know, real simple, so. So I came up with it. After that, you know, spiritual growth was happening. I felt it. And I guess what I go by today is that I'll change my opinions. That's right. I change every day. It's the way I think I'll change. Because I look things over, I examine it, and I turn it over, and I look for truth, you know, things and people and places. I don't know where I got that from, but I guess I go by this Friday night meeting, it's open mind. I really live that. I gotta keep this mind open, let things in, think about it, hold on to it a while. If I don't like it, I can just do something else, you know? So, you know, looking back, you know, I can just see how much I've changed. Even like people I used to hang out with, I talk to today, I can remember how my reactions were then, because they were the same kind of reaction these people are having. Mine was more, today is more positive and more calm. It's more at peace. Every day it's different. Even shows what used to be in these violent movies, shoot them up and stuff. Went there with a cousin of mine who's here for a while. Hey, yeah, go see this gore movie right off. So we went in. I came out and I said, I didn't even enjoy that. You know? I wasn't even into it. I just didn't do nothing. I didn't like it. So, it shows how much I've changed. Things like that. I barely watch TV anymore. I used to watch it all the time. I don't watch it. I just watch certain shows, if that, maybe 2-3 hours a week, if that. I watch what I read in the papers, you know. People can get swayed by words. I know I can. Words that someone else's opinion, that's not really fact, you know. It's what I see in the media, this thing is real action. And I'd rather look at the issues of facts and decide for myself what I believe in, not what someone's telling me to believe in. So, you know, here I'm sitting talking and, be going home, leaving tomorrow morning, and I'm looking forward to the city, getting all my nerves, and the noise is getting to me. I need to get out for a while to renew myself, come back, and do another year. So, you know, that's where I'm at. question?
No, that's great. You've talked pretty good. Shared great.
Thanks.
So what's your permanent address?
Well, I moved around last. I think this will be permanent for a while. The 1322 Independence Avenue Southeast.
And your full name?
My full name?
Yeah.
This is my name. I was given to me at birth. It's Robert Walter Tubals. And my real name is Kichi Zewanta.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.